T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody talking Vikings. Even Ron Shero was talking Vikings yesterday. He was dialed in. Came out of the deer stand for a few hours. And what were your observations?
Well, first of all, I thought it was another losing cause. I mean, you know, one of our best
Are
players.
Are you saying that you have been programmed to think, oh, it can't happen?
Well, I've listened to you. you know.
But keep going. One of our best players, what?
Well, the fumble right off the bat.
Yep.
Of course, the run was great, and the fumble, and then I go, oh, here we go. And then there were some more major things. And I go, well, and then the fumble that was called back for good reason. It was, his knee was down indeed, but you didn't know that at the time.
No, you didn't.
And I thought, well, here we go. That's it. And but that wasn't it. No, it was a great game, and you know, I feel sorry, not sorry for Cousins, but you know, I don't think he pays any attention to what people like you say, and rightly so, or what the newspaper people say about he can't win the big one. I don't think he pays any attention to that, and. But now he did win the big one, so there you go.
That's pretty big, yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, but now, as the coach said, he's got to prove it again Saturday, and so does everybody else. So
the coach said, hey, he's only played 2 playoff games, he's won one of them, 50-50, that's better than a lot of people are.
There you go. That's a fact that came out I wasn't aware of, because they kept saying, well, he's 0-8 and something
like that. Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Monday Night Football, well, no, that's Monday Night Football. It has nothing to do with playoffs.
That's right. That's right. But it was a fun watch.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going
You've hunted down New Orleans area.
I have. I've hunted ducks down there, but also did more fishing down there than anywhere. And you say hello to Old Man River that goes moseying through the city?
I did, man. I was looking for if anything. Yeah, you know, sometimes when famous people fish there, they have a monument or something or a plaque.
You didn't see mine.
I didn't have time to look through all of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's S, you know. It'd be down the list there.
It's down a little ways. Yeah, I only got to L, so.
You're right. New Orleans, great town to eat in, party in, but, you know, I shouldn't say this. It's kind of a dirty town. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to explain because it's like you want to visit there, then you want to get out of there.
Yeah. Junk all over. Nobody cleans up after themselves. Everybody, they throw crap out of the car windows, stuff like that.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Anyway, but it's...
We'll get back to the 8 o'clock more Viking talk, but you were going to say.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, you were going to say tonight on the show.
Oh, coming up. We got... It's a great news. The sports show circuit is starting this coming weekend.
Already?
Thursday. Yeah, why not? I mean... So the big Minnesota Sports Show in St. Paul opens up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yours truly, I will be there Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you're going to make an appearance, or are you just telling us you're going to be there buying a ticket and watching?
This is something I've done for years. In fact, I'd get you in free if you would show up. So you can learn to cast. You can learn to tie a knot. You can learn to identify your fish, etc.
Will you bring in somebody to teach you that, or what happens?
You could use that. I have teachers in there, and you could use that. Anyway, yeah, I've been doing that for years. It's a kid's thing. It's free. It's all hands-on. They don't watch somebody tie a knot. They have to tie it themselves. It's kind of cool. And I'll be there Saturday and Sunday and for just a couple hours each day. And sports show. Then later on this month, the boat show.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis. And then...
And the sportsman's show, right?
The sports show, Northwest Sports
yeah.
Show is called. You know, this year it's not until the first weekend in April. It's later than...
Really?
Yeah. Normally
How does that end up there?
Well, I think it's just the schedule at the convention center. So,
I guess, it, you know, what's the difference? But yeah. I kind of like it when there's lots of snow on the ground and it gets me excited.
Yeah, well, there could be snow on the ground in April. But anyway, yeah, we're off and running. We're going to have Barry Sinenko chat with him, and then later on.
Oh, great coincidence.
How's that?
We were just talking about that, and we're going to have the guy on that sets
it up. Oh, yeah. Well, Barry, he's a regular every year when that big show starts. We can find out what's happening.
Did you approve that picture they're using to promote the show with you?
Well, that's a good picture.
On TV?
Don't get into pictures, because I've seen some of you. I tell you, talk about odd ice fishing conditions this year.
I wouldn't be out there too far.
Well, a lot of slush on the ice, which is spooky. There might be good ice underneath, but a lot of slush. You can get your snowmobile stuck. You can get your truck stuck. You can get your ATV stuck. It's just miserable. Yet other people are out there doing well. So we're going to talk, the Big Lake, Mille Lacs, find out what the ice conditions are there. And I'll add to the conversation is stuff I pick up. But, yeah, it's been weird.
It's been weird is right. And
all this rain,
Yeah, I'm not a rain guy. I mean, give me snow. If we're going to have it, let's do snow.
Exactly.
You with me on that?
I'm with you on that. Yeah. We finally agree on something.
Finally, yeah.
How many years has that been now?
Yeah. I see, hunting basically came to a close last weekend in South Dakota, Minnesota, pheasant hunting in terms of the wild. I mean, you can go to the game farms.
Oh, yeah. It's all over. Yeah. You didn't hear much about South Dakota this year, I got to tell you.
Not that much, no.
No. The last I heard is... number of hunters coming to South Dakota was down, at the time I heard, like 17%. It could be more than that. I only went over there once, and that really was a long time ago. And didn't stay away intentionally, but just the way it went. Let me tell you, I haven't seen you since my trip to Nebraska, did I?
No. Huh? I remember last week you weren't allowed to come in for the New Year's Eve night.
Well, yeah. I'm a responsible husband. I put my
as long as the fish aren't biting and ducks aren't flying and the deer aren't mowing, he's a responsible husband.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't turkey season,
Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah, you, your poor wife. I said, I hope she has a date for New Year's Eve because you weren't around.
Yeah, I do work here. but what about Nebraska?
Well, went out there. Interesting story. On about five, six ladies, group of them, started this, women's pheasant hunting program, fun little contest, et cetera, et cetera. And so we thought it was a good story for a show we do called The Flush. And Pheasants Forever ladies there, they work for Pheasants Forever. Anyway, went out there.
And wait, now, how big is the group of ladies that are going hunting?
The group varies, but the ones that could be with us for the filming numbered 5 to 7.
Okay, so they go down there and you kind of do a story on them, but you use Nebraska as the backdrop.
Well, they're from Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all Nebraska
Makes
ladies.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they're all Nebraska ladies. And I tell you what, they had a little inside information about where to go, public land, lots of beautiful grassland, plum thickets, just everything a pheasant likes, everything a quail likes, pick cornfields nearby. Just great cover. If Minnesota had that, we'd have pheasants up the yin-yang, I do believe. But I walked for a day and a half and hardly flushed a wild bird at my feet. And if I did, it was not a rooster. I couldn't believe it. Neither could they. We only knocked down one bird in a day and a half, and one got away. One of the gals hit it, knocked it down, couldn't find it. And so I don't know how I'm going to do a story on this. Well, nobody knows. I have several theories. One.
Because you just said that we'd have all kinds of pheasants if we had that, and they
haven't.
That's
what I mean. It was great cover, so habitat wasn't the issue. They may have had a bad hatch. Somebody mentioned it could have been a bad hatch where we were. We were in extreme southwest Nebraska, not too far from McCook, if folks know where that is. So maybe a bad hatch. But I didn't see any pheasants crossing the road, flying in the evening, and didn't
Stuff
hear any cackling going, I also thought, it was sort of a gentleman hunt. We didn't start till mid-morning. And those birds, they roost in the grass. Maybe they went out to the pick corn and stayed there all day because we had beautiful weather, 50 degrees and no wind, sunshine.
How about at dusk, though? Usually they come.
No.
Usually that hour before sundown is the best.
Well, they usually come back into the grass.
That's what I'm saying.
But that we weren't there then. So
Did you ever think maybe you should be there then, if that's where they come right before?
Well, I had no evidence that there was anything out there. We only saw one deer.
Why, did you get discouraged and just say, hey, we're all going in to eat or what?
I said, we're going to go in and drink.
About 3 o'clock, you knocked off, huh?
Anyway.
So were the ladies, I mean, were they taken by your charm?
No, of course. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But they were disappointed, too, and they had...
By your charm or the hunting?
Both. Oh, well, I had told them prior to our going down there over the phone that, you know, we don't need a whole bunch of pheasants falling out of the sky.
Right.
That's not the kind of
TV
we do, but I do need a few of them. And hardly got that until, you know, we went to a place where they put a few dumb ones out. That's what we had to do.
Oh, did you do that?
Yeah. We don't normally do that for the flush.
That worked?
Well, it wouldn't for you, but it did for me. Yes. Yeah. So, but you know, that's hunting. What the heck? I still don't know why, because the cover was great. And I've had great hunting in Nebraska. I'm not picking on Nebraska. We weren't.
Yeah,
we
were, Nebraska is supposed to be better than Minnesota, right, in general?
Oh, yeah. A little sleeper lake.
Yeah.
Sleeper state, too. I wasn't 15 miles from Kansas, where I've been in the past years at great pheasant hunting. So I don't know. But that's the way it goes. I've had. But Minnesota, I think, was a pleasant surprise among pheasant hunters this year. For those,
I think
that,
it was too. And, yeah. And I talked to my brothers often, and they had some good days.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
so
you can't be afraid to hunt hard.
Well, that's true.
And this year, you had to go cattails and break through some ice to get to them. So
yeah,
you got to be willing to do that.
And you had to wait until the corn was out, which was took
wait
forever.
The corn was out. So sometimes on Travis's show, it seems like I see different episodes, and it looks like sometimes the same flush.
No.
No.
Huh? Don't you use the same set when you're sitting there giving the sports stuff, huh? Do you ever get the score wrong when you're up there?
I don't know. I don't pay much attention.
I'm just guessing you did.
More tidbits from Ron Shera and some funny stuff straight ahead. Welcome back. Live Outdoors, Mike, Max, Ron Shera, Viking Talk in the 8 o'clock hour, including a fan who did this, Ron. I got in at 4 in the morning. This morning, but it was nothing compared to what this guy did that we're going to talk to today. At 1 a.m. on Sunday morning, So yesterday when he left from Phoenix, the only way he could get to the game was to go from Phoenix to Minneapolis to New Orleans.
Okay.
So he went from Phoenix, 1 a.m. flight, Minneapolis, waited, got on a 7:30 flight, got down to New Orleans, watched the game, went to Bourbon Street, came back, got an 11:30 at night charter, which didn't leave until 12:15.
Oh.
Flew back to Minneapolis.
Oh.
Then waited till 6:30 in the morning and flew back to Phoenix.
Oh.
And then had to be at his job at 10.
Oh.
That's what he and his buddy did to watch the Vikings play.
He needs to get a life.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some diehard fans.
So you mentioned a charter. There was a fan charter flight from Minneapolis to New Orleans and back? I mean,
well, it was kind of. Sun Country, I think, has a flight there anyway that goes to Orleans.
So,
and they either added one or they said, let's just call this our Vikings flight. I don't know.
Wasn't a charter then.
But it was. They listed it as a charter, you know, a special charter. So it was about half full. It was a great time.
Did you fly on that?
Yeah, that's what I flew on. That's what I was with this guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so I flew out Saturday morning
at
about 9:30. Then we flew back last night and got home late, but it was well worth it. I was able to entertain him at the airport with some stuff.
Of course. You
puppets, hand gestures.
Told about
stories
the one,
about Ron.
Told him about the one duck you got.
That's three times. Because his flight was delayed.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give him each angle on it, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, have we reached Barry yet?
We're waiting. Well, Barry, we got his voicemail.
Barry Sinenko?
Yeah, of all things.
Oh, Barry.
He's a good man.
Well, we'll keep trying. We're talking.
When did you get to know that family?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah.
I don't even know, but, you know, I started writing for the paper in 1968, and so it would have been 69, 70. I think they've been doing that show since then.
Yep.
And it's this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the convention center there. Not the convention
River Center.
River Center,
yeah.
Yeah, in St. Paul. Well, we'll just wait and see if we can get Barry to talk about
it. Okay, we'll just shut up here and we'll just wait and then we'll see if he ever calls back.
Yeah.
Everybody quiet now?
Be quiet. Since when have you ever been quiet?
What did we get overall in hunting numbers? I never really checked back with this because we covered the deer season and the duck season, et cetera. Was it a good deer season for Minnesota or did they stay in the corn too?
No, they didn't. It was a good deer season. They did not get to the level of harvest that they were had for a goal, but they weren't too far off. And
that reminds me.
What reminds you of
what? To the Sportsman Show.
I'm sorry?
I got tickets to give away to the Sportsman Show coming up.
Well,
you got a pair of tickets. You got to call 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We'll give you free tickets, but you got to offer Ron a place that he can catch a fish next year. That's all we ask. So this is for a pair of tickets to the On Us, to the Minnesota Sportsman Show, which is coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 651-989-9226. The tickets are free. You just got to give Ron a little bit of advice, but we'll be happy to send you at 651-989-9226 to go to the Sportsman Show. Besides you being there, what would be your favorite attraction?
Well, my favorite is at any of these, and that's to go around and see again some folks that, you know, are with fishing lodges that I've been to or not been to, would like to go to, chatting with, those folks and just reconnecting, wandering among the boats. Love to do that. At least you get the idea of a sense of open water and stuff like that. So
yeah, the Minnesota flying over the Minnesota River is open.
Well, yeah, so you is know? The Mississippi by Anoka.
But Minnesota's a little bit smaller. I didn't realize that it was open. That tells you something.
Oh yeah, it's been the rum is not totally open, but it's not totally closed either. So there you go.
But the point being, stay off.
Oh my, yes.
Yeah, I saw that lady that fell in because she was going after her dog, and a guy had to extend his bike to bring her back in.
I haven't seen one snowmobiler come up the rum yet this winter, and there ought not be for a long time yet. So.
Okay. Susan, who should we go to first? Okay, let's go. Let's go to Patrick. You there?
I'm here. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
We're saying the Sportsman Show. Can you go ahead, Ron?
Where are they biting, Patrick?
Oh man, I haven't had a line wet since June.
Well, your fishing advice is going to be a little bit late.
I know.
Not that it'll make any difference to Ron's success, but just give him one place to go.
Pretty good summer on Calhoun. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Hey, I fish Calhoun. A lot of people pass that up because it's in the city, you know.
Yeah, I keep. But once Ron realized there were sunbathers, he's fished it ever since.
That's true.
Let me tell you, Ron, it's the best view fishing of any lake in the state.
Well, there's some very good. There's muskies in there. There's nice bass in there. There's nice panfish in there. And I have always told people, let me tell you what, those bass do not know they're living in downtown Minneapolis.
If they did, they'd get out, man. Thanks for the call, Patrick, and hang on hold, and we'll get you the tickets. Let's go to Doug on line two, since we've got more tickets to give away. Doug, are you there? Okay, put him on hold, and then bring Doug up, pot him up, okay? Doug, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Doug, do you get a spot for Ron?
Yeah, the Bay of San Francisco on Saturday.
Yes! See if you can catch a shark out there.
What's biting out there? What's biting?
hopefully we're going to catch a few 49ers and move on to the next round.
Well, there you go. Or you could we could send
I will
idea.
Be there.
No, we'll send Maxie to Alcatraz there and see if you can get off of it. That would be a contest.
You told me it's not much of a swim. Doug, thank you. Stay on hold, and we will take care of you with a couple of tickets, okay? Okay, let's go to Jim then on line three. Jim, do you have some advice for Ron?
Hey, Ron, I got a Sportsman Show and some advice. How about fishing on Lake Minnetonka with one of your closest relatives, like maybe your brother, your sister, your mom, or somebody still going on, strong and living, and God rest my dad's soul. Well, I used to go fishing with him, my uncle Rodriguez, Manuel Medrano Rodriguez. I miss those fishing days with him, and I loved him a lot.
Well, that's very good advice. You always have to cherish the folks that are around you, your loved ones, your relatives, and spend more time with them. So thank you for that bit of advice.
But, Jim, are you still there?
I'm not going nowhere.
Okay. You also have to remember that they have to want to go with Ron.
I want to go with Ron. I need to know Ron very well.
You know him?
I need to know him.
Okay. You come out to the Sportsman Show. When are you going to be there again, Ron?
Saturday and Sunday, this St. Paul.
What time?
Saturday from 11 to 1:30 and from Sunday from noon to 1:30, I think, or 11 to 12:30, I think.
Okay, so Jim, here's the deal. We're giving you two tickets, okay? And Ron needs an audience. So I'm going to put this together so I can do both, okay? Are you with me, Jim? He left?
He's left.
Okay,
right.
Let's go to one. We got time for one more. Let's go to Kevin on line 4. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Kevin, you got a piece of advice for Ron in terms of where he can find him biting?
Well, what I would understand is anywhere you're not fishing is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
That is the best advice I've ever had. Thank you very much.
Where do you go, Kevin?
You know, a lot of times in the summer, the kids and I, we go up into Canada, in the Quetico and fish. We love it up there.
You ever been there, Ron?
Yes, I have. Now, Maxie could never find his way back home if we sent him up there.
Well, that's the place that you want me to go. He said, all expenses paid.
Thank you for that advice.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kevin, thank you for your call. Stay on hold, and we'll take care of the couple tickets to the Sportsman Show, okay? Which one should you call back, Susan? Kevin, call back again because Susan lost you. So call back at 651-989-9226. We've got you on caller ID, so we'll know it's legit, and we'll get you a couple tickets to the Sportsman Show. Why is it so difficult to fish up there where he's talking about?
Well, it's not difficult to fish up there. You, you know, you can't have all your electronics. You'd be right at home with your rock and a string to find out the depth.
Yeah, that's all I need, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not that difficult. There's usually a lot of fish in all those lakes, and they're not too sophisticated. You know, they haven't had a lot of pressure, so a little jig, and you may not have live bait because you can't carry minnows, but you carry some artificial baits, and you'll do well, especially if you don't catch anything you don't eat.
Is that right?
Well, what are you going to – you can carry some freeze-dried food in there, but if you want fresh fish, you got to catch them.
Yeah, but can I bring burgers and stuff into it and hot dogs and things like that? They like some Doritos and.
Well, you could the first day, but how are you going to keep the hamburger and the hot dogs cool the rest of the time? And now you're carrying us a lot of weight. Weight's important. Then you're crossing portages. I clearly see you have never stepped foot.
You told me to bring all the burgers and hot dogs I wanted, and don't worry about the bears picking up scent of them. That's what you told me.
Well, you stick with my advice.
Yeah, that sounds like fun stuff. But anyway, we're waiting for Barry Sinenko. He's usually pretty good about it.
He is. Well, maybe the show is sold out or something. We'll have to see. I mean, you know, it's very easy to forget. So.
Well, the thing is, the Vikings play at 4 o'clock. That's a pretty nice day. You can go over to the Sportsman Show and then go.
Yeah, I remember past shows when the Vikings played at this late.
A lot of people don't anticipate them.
And
I think Hockey Day Minnesota is going to take a bite out of it.
I remember when the aisles were almost empty as people wanted to go see the game, or exhibitors had TVs there with the game on. That was That was a smart thing to do, too. But, yeah, that'll probably cut down Saturday night a little bit. But, as you mentioned, the Vikes aren't on until later Saturday afternoon, and Saturday is a huge day there at the show. And Sunday will be, of course, even bigger. So there you go.
Now, I've covered the Vikings in San Francisco in the playoffs before, and I always see canvas backs in the bays and whatnot there. Is that a pretty good northern flight area? They're going to Mexico. What's happening there?
Well, those are Pacific flyway birds. I've had the same experience, only in Sacramento, not too far away. Those are Pacific flyway birds. They nest all the way up along British Columbia, all the way up into Alaska. That's about as far as they go into California, and they stop, spend the winters there. There's all kinds of rice farms that the ducks feed on. Just to give you an idea, Maxie, I filmed it one time in the Sacramento River Valley, hunting ducks, and I said there were so many ducks in the air, there wasn't room for one more. And that's
what it looked like?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
They all
were
kinds?
Like flapping. Yeah, a lot of pintails, a lot of mallards.
That's where they are, yeah.
Wood ducks, a few divers, but it was mostly puddle duck birds there. But, yeah, I mean.
Like you shoot them in 10 minutes or what?
Well, I don't do that. So, I like to take my time, you know.
Yeah, so. I've noticed that. Barry Sinenko did call in, so we're going to take a break and then come back to him, okay? Barry Sinenko, when we come back, talk about the Sportsman Show and much more. Stay with us on Live Outdoors. Welcome back. Mike Mack, Ron Shira on the Home Business Plus Hotline, the one and only Barry Sinenko. How are you, my man?
It's quite an odyssey here in about the last half hour. So yesterday, getting ready for the Sportsman Show, we got to River Center about 5, worked till midnight, back at the building at 5:30 a.m., and I just got into my office, and so, you know, am I tired? My brain's tapioca right now.
Well, this will be a good conversation, Ron.
Exactly. And I said to the guy next to me, I said, my phone fall over there? It was by happenstance that the guy back in my show office at the building said, yeah, your phone's here, and call CCO. I'm like, holy jeepers. So,
that's all right, Barry.
Yeah, fortunately, I was a minute away from my office, so here we are.
Yes, well, thank you for joining us. Always a fun time to have the Minnesota Sports Show open. Kind of means, hey, we still have some winter, but you can see a light at the end of the tunnel. You got the usual boats and resorts, and any other special attractions that we ought to know about that's coming up this year, Barry?
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, the place is full of resorts, lodges. Always a great idea to start booking your vacations now, A, because we procrastinate. And I learned long ago, if it doesn't go on a calendar, it doesn't happen. So it's always a great time to do that. And boats and campers. And, you know, I was talking to one of my boat dealers, and he was talking about the factory rebates for January. And people think he's full of baloney when he says, come on, we got to do this now. And they think, we can do it in April. And he said February 1, these $500 to $1,000 rebates are gone from the factories. So
flat out gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not coming back either. You know that, Barry.
Yeah. When they're gone, they're gone. The factories don't care. And he says, then they show up at my dealership in April. And I'm like, warm sky, you know, beautiful weather. Everything's full retail. So you blew it.
Yeah.
So. Always a good idea to come to a show, but yeah, we got lots to do. We've got Ted Takasaki, who's going to be talking all 4 days on successful crappie tactics and wide jigs for walleye, and Mike Wieben, which is kind of cool with Dawkins Oak Ridge Kennels. We've been doing this about 4 years, and it just gets more popular every year. And it's about training your dog for shed antler hunting, which is just getting more and more popular.
Indeed,
and,
it is. It is, for
you
sure.
Explain that. You guys explain it. Ron, you've done stories on it. What is it?
Well, antlers are dropped by deer, and they call them sheds. And a lot of deer nuts will have learned that they can train their retriever dog to sniff out antlers. You would think, antlers, what kind of order do they have? But they can sniff out the antlers, and you can teach almost any dog to do that. So that's what Barry's talking about.
Yeah, and it's neat. And you know, people go out of the woods, and they just find these amazing sheds that you just, you know, and back in the day, you know, critters and all sorts of things, because they're chock full of minerals and goodies, and, you know, realistically, would just eat these up, and now people are retrieving them. And, you know, it's kind of a niche deal. But, again, it's just getting more and more popular. So all 4 days he'll be talking about that. But we are turning 50 years old. I know we don't look more than 30, but we're turning 50 this year in St. Paul.
Oh, my.
I know. It's hard to believe.
Oh, yes,
and
it is.
So I'm bringing Twiggy the water skiing squirrel.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Scream sports.
You got to bring him back.
Classic sports show is Twiggy the water skiing.
I didn't realize
squirrel.
He was still with us.
I didn't know squirrels lived for 50 years.
I was going to say, I didn't know. Well, he's had quite a run with you guys.
You know, Twiggy's kind of on the Lassie track. Yeah. Where this might be Twiggy 14.0 or so.
Yeah.
And so, we've got Twiggy all 4 days and a new event called Barnyard Buddies, which is a lot of great critters for kids to have. And something that we always love having every year is Steve Porter's live trophy whitetail deer display, which is 3 monster bucks live at the show. And this fella who comes every year and does kids' fishing clinics.
That's a big hit.
Saturday and Sunday.
That's a big hit. Yeah.
What else you got? You like
one
that one, Ron?
Here, some kids are going to walk up there and take it in.
There you go.
Now, he can teach you how to tie a knot? Problem is, it's in your shoe, not on the line. No. How How long have you had Ron doing it?
Ron, one of Ron's topics is, if you can't tie a knot, tie a lot. So
there you go.
You know.
Hey, Barry, let's get the details. The show runs Thursday through Sunday. Yeah. What are the hours?
So Thursday, we're open from 2 to 9, Friday from noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday we are open 10 to 5. And everything going on is at stpaulsportshow.com. And you can see seminar times, entertainment times, kind of plan the trip around what's important to you, you know, how to get down there. And it's going to be four great days. You know, we're just chock full of events, and the place is just full. And, you know, I was looking at River Valley Power Sports, and this is the first time I saw on the back of pontoon was this big 450.
Really?
And I was telling one of my buddies who was, you know, one of my coworkers, I'm like, God, do you remember? It just seems like years ago we were amazed at 300s.
Yes.
And you'd see dual 300s on a pontoon. And there's
double
a 450.
Dips,
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Barry.
No, personally, I'm holding out for the 600.
There you go. Neat. We're going to let you go, Barry. I look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Sounds good. You guys have a great night.
Thanks, Barry. We're going to go to a break. Tell them about our next guest when we come back.
Next guest, we're going to find out some ice fishing conditions on Mille Lacs, at least one of the most popular lakes, and talk a little bit about elsewhere, although it's hard to know ice conditions everywhere, but they vary, I'll tell you that.
We'll fill in the blanks when we come back live outdoors with Ron and Mike. Welcome back, Live Outdoors. On our Home Service Plus hotline, we find Steve Johnson up in the Lake Mille Lacs area, Ron.
Yes, Steve, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Listen, this is the most difficult question you're going to hear, I think, all year. What are the ice conditions in Mille Lacs, and what about other lakes around? Because what I'm hearing, Steve-O, is it's a multiple choice.
I think that's a good way to put it. I guess as long as I've been up here, I haven't seen so much variance in ice as I have this year, but that's what happened when we got early ice in November, and then we got heavy snow, and then we got wind. So it's I'm basically waiting for the abominable snowman to stay home and Jack Frost to put his jacket on. I mean, that's where we're at. We need a week of nice cold weather. So we are shoring up. Things are starting to happen. But the resorts are being very, very cautious because there are places where you could drive, and the resorts are, but there are also places underneath some of those snowdrifts, even on the main lake, where there's still some treacherous areas. And until we get some cold weather, the resorts are still going to be very, very conservative. We're seeing wheelhouses out. Most of them are going out with ATVs. I had predicted a while ago that this weekend would probably be the start of it, and I believe there probably will be some resorts that will have limited access for wheelhouses and maybe some vehicles. But it is definitely a year to trust the resorts and stay on their staked areas and not go hog wild. If you've got a snowmobile, you're basically good to go anywhere you want on the lake. And that's a good thing because the fishing is actually good. So it makes people chomp on the bit even harder. Because they've got their wheelhouse or they want to go, and there's not quite enough ice to get there yet. So,
well, I tell you, if I had a $20,000, $25,000 wheelhouse, I'd be real nervous about going out there.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, but you get both people. I mean, you get ones that are impatient and are going to go anyways, you know. And so Lake of the Woods has been getting a lot of extra business because, you know, they can't go here, so they end up going there. And that's the new phenomenon of wheelhouses. They're mobile. So wherever there is ice, that's where they will go.
Yeah, I've even heard of some questionable incidents up there as well, though, with mostly slush, I guess it would be.
Yeah, and that was, you know, we had the rain. Actually, the rain that we had was a blessing. It knocked our snowpack down. So our main lake is actually in pretty good shape right now. Week of cold weather, it'll be in great shape. The issues we had with the snow was most of the snow, of course, whatever wind direction it is, and of course it was west-northwest, so you've got the east side of the lake and the south side where the snow piled up, and then it doesn't make and becomes an incredible insulating factor, and that's what had happened when we got the snow. So most of those slush areas are fairly close in to the resorts, and they're out, they're religiously packing their roads, and I mean, that's what they do is they compress that slush and then just keep letting it freeze, and eventually it'll make a good solid base. But I want to throw caution out there to everybody this year. I mean, we always talk about driving slow on the ice, and we're not going to have 3-foot deep ice roads this year right away. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally by February 1st, you know, we've got about 3 feet of ice under those main roads, and it's really not an issue. But this year it is going to be different, and the resorts are going to be a lot tighter on where they're at, and you need to listen to them. They definitely are the ones that are taking the risk for everybody to keep everybody safe by going out, checking it, you know, and packing those roads. And, you know, they're doing the right thing. They're pulling back on the reins, and it's just not going to be the Wild West. It just can't happen.
And I could add this, Steve. I haven't really talked to anybody south of Mille Lacs, but the Twin Cities and further south, if the ice conditions can be iffy in Mille Lacs or slush conditions or whatever you want to call it, you have to just think about what it might be 100 miles south.
That's you can basically double it every time you go 50 miles farther south.
Yeah, I mean, so that requires extra caution. In fact, I think in the last week there have been some vehicles through ice in southern Minnesota. So it's
And when it happens up here, we always want it to be a resort. I mean, those are the guys that are out there first, and they're taking the risk. So if it does happen, it's always preferable to have a resort vehicle that goes, and it happens. I mean, it's not a safe occupation by any way, shape, or form. And there's a reason that you pay a road pass. I mean, these people are out there risking their lives to keep you safe. You know, so I mean, it's definitely worth the $10 or $15 to get your butt out there, whatever you do.
Enough about the ice, Steve. But you mentioned earlier the walleye fishing is pretty good. I've seen some pictures on Facebook, but, you know, it can never go. Everybody who catches a big one is going to put it on Facebook. You don't see the people that caught nothing. But overall, what say you?
Overall, I'm seeing exactly what we expected, which was a very good bite. I'm seeing all sizes. There's, you know, the phenomenon of the catch and release, of course, is on Mille Lacs because you're only allowed one between 21 and 23 or one over 28. But there is a lot of nice fish being caught in that 2013 year class, which runs between 17 and 22 inches right now. There is a huge amount of those, and they're actually looking very healthy. I mean, I see a lot of posts, and I look at those fish, and I look to see if they're skinny tubes or if they've got shoulders. And I'll tell you what, they're looking healthy. I'm surprised by that. I really am. I think the perch hatch that we had this spring was good, and I think things are eating well. And they're healthy, and that's a good thing. I mean, that's a really good thing for us because we've got a couple other year classes coming up. So we've got a lot of mouths to feed in this lake. We're not going to have much of a harvest this winter because we're, you know, half of the season will be gone before we start doing it. Last year we looked at about 2 million man hours. This year I'm sure it'll be probably half of that, which will keep our harvest down, which means that the summer will be even better yet.
How's the four-year tulipy class?
What was that?
How's the four-year tulipy class?
You know what? Two of the biggest tulipies I've ever seen in my life came out this year, and you didn't get them. So.
Where? What time of year?
Huh?
What time of year?
Well, about last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's guys pulling them through, and I mean, these things are like, the one I saw had to be 19 inches.
Oh,
I mean, it's incredible some of the sizes of those tulipies that are coming through. So
the bites,
interesting. But you weren't up here to go after them. So
and the bite's over now, Maxie. The bite's over.
Yeah,
Steve,
days and you weren't here.
You mentioned the summer. I know this is kind of an unfair question, but do you have any inkling on what might happen fish regulation-wise in Mille Lacs this next May when the season opens?
Well, I can look at the common sense of what we're handed and what they have to deal with. And basically right now the Minnesota DNR manages half of Mille Lacs Lake. So when we're looking at a great year and they may want to do a 300,000-pound harvest or maybe even more, we're going to get half of that. So your normal on this lake will always now be between, say, 100,000-pound harvest and 200,000-pound harvest.
Yep.
For the non-natives. And if they go up towards the upper end of that, I think we can have a one-fish season all year long, or, you know, through the fall. That's what we want. We want to stop this ridiculous habit of closing us because they're hitting their head on the quota, which is basically, well, you know my opinions on that. I mean, the whole thing, it's still a mess, but basically the Minnesota DNR manages half of Mille Lacs Lake, and that's what the new normal will be, is probably a one fish, if we're lucky, one fish for the entire season. That's kind of, you know, what we hope.
Ron would like to catch one fish for the entire season.
Well, there is a little bit of skill that's involved, Mike. So
yeah,
I don't
that
know
leaves
what
me
to
out.
Tell you on that.
Well, Steve, thank you for that update and for the ice. And you're always a good guest, and I appreciate you joining us this evening. And I'll stop by one of these days and say hello.
I appreciate the airtime, guys. We'll see you up here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Steve Johnson, Johnson Portside, over there by Isle, Minnesota.
Right, we've got about a minute left. Ron, give us some closing thoughts. I'll be right back.
Really? You're going to the bathroom again. Closing thoughts. Well, you know.
Come on out to see the Sportsman Show.
Well, they talked about good deals. And, you know, that's easy to say, but it's basically true.
Yeah.
And because they can rig the boat while there's slow time and get it off their sales floor or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's an advantage to that. So there you go.
All right. 5 seconds? Okay. Well, Ron, we'll see you back here next week talking fishing and much more on Live Outdoors. Viking Talk next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.